Welcome to Campaign Conversations with Rajon Lewis. Rajon Lewis is a husband, a father, a veteran, and a community leader. He is running for South Carolina House of Representatives in District 97. Join Rajon on the campaign trail. Rajon believes in the power of us. He believes that the people of District 97 need a champion who is willing to listen to the concerns of the people and not assume that he has all the answers. Join Team Rajon today. Follow on all social media platforms at Rajon for SC. Email the campaign today, rajonlewis4sc@gmail.com. Go to our website, rajon4sc.com, and make a contribution today. We hope you enjoy the episodes of this podcast and follow us along the campaign trail. Thank you for listening. This episode is the campaign launch held on January 6, 2022 in Somerville, South Carolina.
This is Apostle Alan H. Simmons from the New Bethel Sounds of Praise, the presiding prelate of the Sounds of Praise Ministers International. We're thankful today to be here with John Lewis and this wonderful gathering today, and to all of you who are here. We are grateful that God has given us a beautiful day, beautiful weather, and so we're thankful for that. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. So today we've come to this event, and we're going to first invoke God's presence upon this occasion. Let us all bow heads in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the maker of this world, Father, we are grateful and we are thankful today. You're such a great God. Above all gods, there is none like you. We honor you today that you've allowed us breath in our bodies, that you've allowed us the privilege of being here in this place on this occasion, Father. Now we ask your blessings today upon us as we're here. We need your help. We need your strength. We need your guidance. We need your direction. Father, we're living in difficult times. The time of this COVID-19 virus has plagued our land. But we realize that you are God, and you made the world, you made everything. And so now we ask your protection from this virus. We ask your guidance through this virus. We ask you to bless us and keep us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we pray for this gathering today. We pray that as we hear it, that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We pray that you would lead us in the right direction, that you would have us go. Father, today we pray for your guidance. We pray for your help. We pray for Rajon Lewis. We pray for his family. We pray for all of our invited guests today, that as we hear, that you would continue to guide us is our prayer. And now, Lord, you're great God above all gods. So now we need you, and we can't make it without you. We trust in you that as we come for this community, that God, that you would lead us and you would speak to us and you would help us to be with this community and give us the direction you would have us to go in. We can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Lord. We can't do it alone. And so now you are very present help. So we know that you're here now. And so we give you the glory. God, be in our minds, be in our hearts, be in our lives, be in our hands, lead our feet, God. Help us in the name of Jesus. Guide us in a great path, in a great way. And every step we take, help it to be by your power, by your guidance. In the name of Jesus, realize that wisdom is the principal thing. But you said, in all that getting, get an understanding. So we understand who you are. So help us now and lead us as we hear today in the name of Jesus. Bind everything that's not like you. Bind every evil force, every evil spirit, every spirit of opposition. We come against it and we send it back to the pits of hell. Now, Father, we lose freedom, freedom to do as you would have us do. Give us responsibility in the name of Jesus that we'll do your will as you would have us do it. Be with us, Father. We can't do this by ourselves. We need you. That's why we ask you to be here with us. God, bless Rajon and bless his wife, bless his children and his family. Be with them. We realize, God, that this is not an easy task. But we know that with your help, we can make it. We can get through this, and we will. You will give us the victory. And so now we claim it, we receive it, and we ask your blessings upon us now. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
This time we present to you Sister Matthews is coming, a wonderful congressman. We greet her. Let's give her a hand of applause in Jesus' name.
117.
God bless.
Greetings. I am Representative Crystal Matthews. I currently represent District 117 in the South Carolina State House. I'm here today, this morning, to tell you about a man that has done so much for so many people in his community and is now endeavoring to do more. Rajon Lewis Sr. was born and raised in North Charleston, South Carolina, and is a proud graduate of North Charleston High School. After high school, he served in the U.S. Army as a paralegal non-commissioned officer. He has earned degrees from both Trident Tech College and the College of Charleston, where he majored in elementary education and is currently pursuing his master's degree in public administration, which I am proud to announce that he has done when he graduated last week. Amen. He and his wife, LaToya, reside in Somerville, South Carolina, where they have raised their 5 children, in addition to his occupation as the Woodlands Community Advocate Liaison for the Center of Ayers Property Preservation. Rajon serves his community as the Executive Director of Low Country Youth Services, a nonprofit which aims to create quality mentorship and youth engagement programs for youth in the Charleston area. He is also the creator of the and host of the Real Talk with Rajon podcast that used to come on and serve as a gateway for information for the community. I don't know a more even-keeled man than Rajon Lewis. He has been a mentor, a role model, and he continues to surprise us and just keep pushing, even when we think the bounds, even when we think the bounds of life are so much, we see that he is doing so much. I am a single mother of 5. He's a father of 5, and he is also doing all these other great things, letting us know that that is not the end. So without further ado, I present to some and introduce to other, none other than Mr. Rajon Lewis Sr. Give him a hand.
Thank you so much, Crystal, Representative Matthews. Sorry, we're friends, so I tend to call her by her first name. First of all, I just want to begin by thanking everybody who took the time to be here this morning. If you're from the Lowcountry like I am, you know that we can experience all 4 seasons within a week. And 2022 has been absolutely no different. I don't take it lightly that you came out to be a part of this significant event in the life of me, in the life of me and my family. For those who don't know me, my name is Rajon Vidal Lewis Sr. I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a veteran, I'm an educator, and I'm a community leader. I currently serve as the Executive Director of Low Country Youth Services, as well as the Woodland Community Advocate Liaison for the Center for Ayers Property Preservation. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, LaToya, and my daughter, Javaria. My other daughters, Ariana, Natasha, and Isis, as well as my son, RJ, better be in school. But they're probably watching on the live stream. 1 year ago today, we witnessed an assault on our democracy. 1 year ago today, we watched as our nation's capital was physically attacked. Something I thought I'd never see in my lifetime. But also 1 year ago today, we witnessed as people from both sides of the aisle came together to protect one another and our democracy from that violent insurrection. As I watched the events of January 6th, 2001, I had no idea that exactly 1 year later, I would be standing in front of you today. The significance of this date is not lost on me. However, my journey to today started long before January 6th, 2021. That journey was driven by 3 guiding principles: community, commitment, and character. I am a proud native of North Charleston, South Carolina, and a 2001 graduate of North Charleston High School. I spent the bulk of my childhood, on a street called West Montague Avenue. My parents were never married, so I guess you could say I grew up in a single-parent home. Though my father wasn't in my house, He was always in my life. My father was one of the hardest working men I've ever known. My mom ensured that our family home was filled with love and laughter, regardless of our surroundings. In addition to my parents, my grandmother and my grandfather were crucial figures in my upbringing. From my grandparents, I learned about the importance of treating people the right way and the importance of always representing yourself in the best way that you can. My brothers were my iron. They sharpened me. They were my first debate opponents, my first fight opponents, my first roasting partners, and my first friends. We knew that we had each other if we had no one else. See, kids from our part of town were not expected to accomplish much in terms of positive outcomes. Many kids that I grew up with ended up in unfortunate situations and could not escape the circumstances that we faced. Despite the challenging conditions of our neighborhood, growing up in that environment taught me specific values that have stuck with me wherever I've gone in the world and have propelled me to success throughout my life. Values like loyalty, respect, and always remembering where you come from. I chose to commit to serving our country after high school by enlisting in the United States Army, where I served for 6 years. During my time in the Army, I learned skills and attributes like working as a team, the idea of we before me, duty, and honor. After my term of enlistment ended, I returned home to the Lowcountry, not knowing what the future held. After working a job that didn't fulfill my passion for serving, I left to go back to school to get my degree, this time as an educator. At the College of Charleston, I obtained the skills necessary to properly educate and help mold the minds of the next generation of leaders. I also learned the importance of protecting their hearts and understanding their need for social and emotional fulfillment. For 5 years, I taught in Berkeley and Dorchester County District 2 schools. As a child, I was blessed with the community that surrounded me and positively influenced my life. However, the importance of mentorship wasn't something that I fully understood until I became a teacher. See, I was a young black man who grew up in a community often lacking positive male examples and male mentorship. And when I looked at the young men that I taught, I saw struggles and challenges that I could relate to. I saw me, I saw my brothers, and I saw my childhood friends. And with that, a new passion awoke in me. That passion was mentorship. With that passion, I was led to help build something that could help young men growing up like my brothers and I did. This led me to joining Lowcountry Youth Services in 2016. The first event that we ever held was a kickoff at Wasmasar Park, right here in Somerville. That first group that we had was called the Distinguished Gentlemen's Club Mentoring Group of Somerville. See, I've always considered Somerville in this area in any plans that I have for the future. From 2017 to 2019, I helped to spearhead the Somerville Community Back to School Bash, which was held right here on Doty Park. That event helped over 4,000 families during that time. Thanks to the efforts of local nonprofits, that event continues to this day. In 2019, I was named the Executive Director of Lowcountry Youth Services. My role in this organization has allowed me to help the families of over 200 young men and women since 2016. From these young people and their families, I've learned the importance of hearing people out and giving them a chance to get to know who I am. But also, I first learned to let them show me who they are, without judging them based on preconceived notions. Aristotle once said, "The things that we have to learn before we can do them, we learn by doing." In every step of my journey, I've been able to learn while serving. To take part in such learning, one must be committed. In the military, I, like many brave men and women, showed commitment by raising my hand and pledging to protect my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. As an educator, I, like every purpose-filled person who dares to enter a classroom, committed to ensuring that every child who came into my classroom received a quality education and a smile. As a community leader, I, like many passionate advocates, have committed myself to ensuring that every child has the opportunity to know that someone cares about them and wants to see them succeed. Those values that I learned in that trailer on West Montague Avenue still burn bright in me. Each step along the way, I've developed and expanded my understanding of community and what it means to build a village. Each step of my journey has taken countless hours of commitment, which have helped me to become a better husband, father, educator, community leader, and person. However, there is no success in any of these areas if one moves without character. Character displays itself in the way you treat people, especially those who disagree with you. I believe character to be the tie that binds the best of us. Our character shows itself when we are faced with adversity and how we respond to it. So I'm here to share that in 131 days, I plan on bringing my three guiding principles, community, commitment, and character, to the State House in Columbia. I am here today to announce that I have decided to run for the South Carolina House of Representatives for District 97. I'm running because I believe in the power of us. I believe that the people of District 97 need a champion who is willing to listen to their concerns and not assume that we have all the answers. I believe that together we can build coalitions of change that will make a significant difference in the future of our district. I am running because I want to build a better community that takes pride in educating our young people and ensuring that everyone has access to quality health care. I am running because small business owners should be able to maintain their life's work while also paying employees a livable wage. Yeah. Yeah. I am running because I want to ensure that the relationships between law enforcement and their communities are not a fight for power, but instead a collaborative effort that helps communities to stay safe and crime-free. Yeah. I deserve your vote because I've served the state of South Carolina and this nation throughout my life. I have committed time and time again to taking the hard right instead of the easy left. Yes. I have fought through situations in my life that may have destroyed other people, and yet here I stand before you today. All right. I have made a career out of working with people regardless of their background, race, party, socioeconomic status, and to produce sustainable outcomes in the community. I have stood side by side with you, the people, as we've watched our country be torn apart by party allegiances and gridlock in Congress, as well as the State House. Yes. You should vote for me because I will listen more than I speak. Yes. I will act in your name, and I will be a representative that you can proudly call your own. Yes. I will make sure that the resources necessary to get the job done are required for the people of District 97. I know this because it's what I've always had to do. I had to do it in the military. I had to do it in the classroom. I've had to do it as a community leader. And now I'm asking that you allow me to do it for you in the State House. All right. During this campaign, my focus will not be for us to tear each other apart. I don't want to focus on our disagreements, but instead, I want to find common ground to build that better community that I spoke of. A community in which your party affiliation isn't nearly as important as the fact that you, like me, have been bestowed certain unalienable rights by our founding documents. We all have hopes and dreams that we want to see fulfilled. They may not be the same hopes and dreams, but we all have something that we want for ourselves, our children, and the world that we want to leave behind. I want to help build a community that makes those hopes and dreams possible. I believe that we can build while also creating an environment that knows that whether somebody's a good person or not is not determined by their party affiliation. In this campaign, I'm making a wager on the people of District 97. I'm making a bet that you are sick and tired of the polarization of our country and our state. I'm betting that you are ready for something different, something that builds us together. Something that speaks to our better angels as opposed to playing on fears left over from hundreds of years of separation and division amongst us as Americans. I am betting on you, District 97. I'm not running to be the best Democrat. I'm not running for a title. I'm running to be your voice at the table. I'm running to represent you. Together, we can do so much. I know it's a cliche. But together, everyone really does achieve more. I want to build a team, and I want you on that team. Like any team, this team will need people to fulfill different roles. This team's going to require money, so I'm going to need you to donate. This team's going to need people to work, So I'll need you to volunteer. This team will need wisdom. So I'm asking the people of District 97 to speak to me and let me know how I can best serve you. The first step in joining this team and the community that I speak of is to support my candidacy to be your next representative for District 97. I'm asking for your vote, but I'm not just asking for your vote. I'm asking you to join the team. So join me today. You can join by visiting my website, rezaunforsc.com. That's R-E-Z-S-A-U-N for SC.com. And follow me on social media at R-E-Z-S-A-U-N-F-O-R-S-C. Thank you guys for coming in here today. My name is Rezaun Lewis, and I am running to be the next representative for District 97. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Campaign Conversations with Rezaun Lewis. Please share this podcast with your friends. Rezaun is running in South Carolina House of Representatives in District 97. Please follow on social media at Rezaun for SC. Email the campaign rezaunlewis4sc@gmail.com. Visit the website rezaunforsc.com and make a donation today. We hope you enjoy these episodes as you follow along the campaign trail. Thank you.